Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice. I'm ready to talk sports with you on this pretty cold Friday. Excuse me, I'm used to being on air on Friday. Pretty cold Tuesday in Oklahoma. The high today was about 59 degrees outside, so definitely a chilly day in Oklahoma on this special Tuesday episode of Mo's Sports Talk, but I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's mauricetrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. I believe the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We broke down the East and the West regions in the NCAA tournament. Today we'll be breaking down the Midwest and the South today. So get out your brackets. If you're filling out a bracket or you just want to follow my picks, you can get out your brackets now. Just get out, look on the Midwest and South side. That's when we'll be breaking down the NCAA tournament. We'll be breaking down the Midwest and the South regions. We'll be looking at all the matchups. I'll let you know who I think is coming out of the who's going to come out of the Midwest and out of the South. And I will also tell you who's my Final Four, who I think is going to win the national championship, who I think will win the national championship if I can get it out there. So we shall wait and see. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we'll have some special guests as well. Coach Mac Brown is going to be stopping by, and also Grandma Trice. I was hoping to get Greg's picks, but he did not get them in time, it doesn't look like. So there you go on that. But let's talk. Before we talk about the NCAA tournament, let's talk some other sports topics as well. We can talk about the NFL. DeMarcus Ware, he has decided to retire for the Denver Broncos. Obviously he's a little young to be retiring, but a lot of NFL players want to stay. They want to stay safe. They want to avoid concussions, and I can understand that. Quality of life. I still think he had a couple. He still could have some great years for the Broncos. He has been dealing with some injuries, but that's a big blow, obviously, to the Denver Broncos. That is a very, very big blow to them. But you have to do what's best for you sometimes, and there you go on that. So DeMarcus Ware has retired from the Denver Broncos. Also in the NFL, we have some big news today. Eddie Lacy is going to sign with the has signed with the Seattle Seahawks, 1 year, $5.5 million. What Eddie Lacy are they going to get? Are they going to get shrimp and fit Eddie Lacy? Are they going to get overweight Eddie Lacy? If he's really shrimmed and fit and ready to go, like at the beginning of his career with the when he rushed for over 1,000 yards with the Packers, then that's a really nice sign for the Seahawks. But if he's overweight and lazy like he was in shape, and if he can stay healthy as well, obviously. But he was pretty good last year when he was healthy. But then 2 years ago, he was just, wow, he was just bad. He was just way overweight, had no explosion. So it'll be interesting to see what Eddie Lacy, the Seahawks, get. So we can talk about that as well. And also, where is Tony Romo and Adrian Peterson going to end up? There's a chance maybe Tony Romo retires. I doubt it. I still think he's going to end up with the Houston Texans, but we'll see. If I had to make a prediction, I'll say he ends up with the Houston Texans. And also Adrian Peterson, where does he end up? That's going to be very interesting. Since the Seahawks, they've already signed Eddie Lacy, so you take them off his radar. Is going to be the Oakland Raiders. I heard a rumor about the Dallas Cowboys, maybe the Houston Texans. Who's going to get Adrian Peterson's services? That'll be very interesting to see as well. So we can talk about that. We can talk anything in the NFL free agency. We can also talk NBA. the Utah Jazz last night. They beat the Clippers. They're up two games in the, for the fourth spot in the West. The Clippers are just too inconsistent. They're too talented to be this inconsistent. They're just way, way too inconsistent. They need to pick it up if they have any chance of making a deep run in the Western Conference playoffs. You know, that's a team that's really talented, but they've just been really inconsistent on both ends of the court at times. I know they've been dealing with a lot of injuries. Chris Paul's been injured, and Blake Griffin's been injured. Blake Griffin still seems a little injured, not 100% healthy, I should say. So the Clippers really need to pick it up and be more consistent down the stretch. Also, the Thunder, they have an interesting game tonight against Brooklyn. I know they've struggled on the road, but they need to find a way to beat Brooklyn. Brooklyn, they're scrubs. You need to beat Brooklyn. You got to beat the scrubs, and Brooklyn is about as scrubby as they come. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Thunder can get a road win tonight in Brooklyn. They have some talent, obviously, but can the Thunder go on the road and get a victory, a game they need to win? They need to find a way to beat Brooklyn. I'm sorry. You've struggled on the road all season long. You have to beat the Brooklyn Nets tonight. So I know there's a big snowstorm going on in the New York and the East Coast, so prayers to everyone who's being affected by the snowstorm. I wish we had a little more snow in Oklahoma, by the way. But anyway, we'll see how the Thunder do tonight. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll be breaking down the Midwest and the South in the NCAA tournament. So get out your brackets. We'll be breaking down the Midwest and the South. But we do have a special guest. Coach Mac Brown is going to stop by and give us his Final Four, his national champion. And then we'll break down the Midwest. We'll do all that next on Moves Sports.
Sean Khalid from Mav.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in world sports, you want to talk college basketball, you want to talk NFL, free agency, you want to talk anything in world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. The first game in the first four is about to tip off between New Orleans and Mount St. Mary's. We'll keep you up to date on that before the end of the show. We were supposed to have a special guest. Well, we'll have him come up in about 5 or 10 minutes. We'll have our coach, Mac Brown, stop by and give us his Final Four and also his national champion. We'll also have Grandma Trice as well, quickly give us their Final Four and their national champion. But let's talk about the Midwest region. Let's look at the 1-16 matchup in the Midwest. And when you look at Kansas, if you're a Kansas fan, you have to be ecstatic about your matchup. But before we talk about the Midwest, I forgot. Let's recap. Yesterday I told you out of the East, I got Duke coming out of the East beating Villanova. That game could really go either way. Villanova has a lot of experience. The key for Duke there is going to be keeping their guards out of the lane and staying out of foul trouble. But I think Duke has a little too much size for Villanova, so I moved Duke over. And then I had Arizona over Gonzaga. That region set up for a Gonzaga-Arizona regional final, but I like Arizona to come out of the West. So now that goes to the Midwest. Again, Kansas, they have a great path to the Final Four, having to play their first two games potentially in Tulsa and then their regional semifinal and final in Kansas City. In the words of my grandmother, you can't beat that with a stick. So there you go on that. But we have Kansas taking on either North Carolina Central or UC Davis in Tulsa on Friday. And I probably would pick UC Central to beat NC Central, excuse me, to beat UC Davis. But Kansas, obviously, way too much. A 16 has never beaten a 1. Let's move Kansas on there. And then we have Miami, Florida taking on Michigan State. Miami has been really good this season in the ACC at times. They play really excellent defense. They have really good guard play. I like that Bruce Brown, Devin Reed, Jaquan Newton. Michigan State, they're tough. They play a solid defense. Miles Bridges is a really good player for Michigan State. But I just think Miami guard play and their defense is going to be too much. They were 20th in defensive efficiency. Michigan State's 34th in defensive efficiency. I'll take the better defense. I like Miami to advance there. So let's move on Miami over there. Then we have a 5-12 matchup. A lot of these so-called experts are picking Nevada, and they could be right. They're led by guard Melvin Marshall. They're a really good offensive basketball team. They can score, but I like the way Iowa State's playing right now. They're averaging 81 points per game, a really great offensive team. They can really shoot lights out from the three-point line. Naz Long, Matt Thomas, Deontay Burton is a nightmare to match up with. Monte Moore is a star at the point guard position. I like Iowa State. I just think Iowa State is going to have too much for Nevada. I don't see a 12 beating a 5 in that one. Then we have Purdue taking on Vermont. You know, when we look at Vermont, they shoot 50% from the field. They shoot 50. They've won how many games in a row? They've won a lot of games in a row. They're coming in hot. But Purdue, I think, just has too much size. I think Caleb Swanigan, he's a double-double machine. They were 24th in offensive efficiency, 16th in defensive efficiency. I just think they have too much for Vermont. I think their defense and their size will be too much. Their ability to get on the boards. I like Purdue to move on in that one. Let's see. Let's move Purdue over here. And then keeping a look at the Midwest, we have a 6-11 matchup between Rhode Island and Creighton. You know, Creighton's without one of their better players. They've been without him most of the season. Maurice Watson, they still have a talented team. Marcus Foster can really score the basketball. But they were Creighton was 118th in the nation in points allowed. Rhode Island was 32nd in defensive efficiency, and they were 60. They only allow 65 points per game. That's all they give up. They have really good guard play. E.C. Matthews is a really good player. That forward Haseem Martin, he can play as well. I like the 11th seed Rhode Island to pull the upset over Creighton in that one. So let's move Rhode Island and that one. Okay, we got Rhode Island there. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you want to talk NFL free agency, you want to talk NBA, you want to talk about this first four game that's going on right now, just tipped off between New Orleans and Mount St. Mary's, you can. You call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Then we have a 3-14 matchup in the Midwest between Oregon and Iona. You know, Oregon obviously is going to be without Chris Boucher, but they still have way too much for Iona. Oregon's 19th in offensive efficiency. Iona, their stay in the NCAA tournament will be short. I like Oregon to move on in that one. And then we have a 7-10 matchup in the Midwest between Michigan and Oklahoma State. If you love offense, you're going to love this game. Michigan was 5th in offensive efficiency. They're really hot, winning the Big Ten tournament. They can really shoot the three. Derek Walton's been playing excellent basketball. DJ Wilson's been playing really well. For Oklahoma State, they're led by guard Juwan Evans. They were 1st in offensive efficiency. They can really score the basketball. The defense, though, they were 133rd in defensive efficiency. That could be an issue against Michigan. That was a tough draw for Oklahoma State. I thought Oklahoma State was a little underseeded. I had them at least, I thought it maybe a 7, at least an 8 or a 9 seed. So this is a real tough matchup for them because Michigan is just hot. I mean, they're playing some great basketball right now. But Oklahoma State could win that game, but I just cannot pick them. Oklahoma State, I mean, they're a good basketball team. They can really score. Brad Underwood has done a great job with this team, and I'm going to have to pick Michigan to win in advance in that one. And then we have the 2-seed Louisville taking on Jacksonville State. You know, Jacksonville State has some talent. Sometimes Louisville struggles to score the basketball, but I think their size will be a little too much for Jacksonville State. I'm going to move Louisville over in that one. Oh, and don't forget, if you want to let me know your Final Four and your national champion, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you as well. So in the round of 32, or the second round, whatever you want to call it, we have Kansas taking on Miami. Miami could give Kansas some trouble. They play excellent defense. They're physical. They have some nice wins this season, including beating my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils. But I think Kansas will be a little too much. Josh Jackson will be back. I think he'll be the difference maker in that one. Also, Kansas is very efficient offensively. They were ninth in offensive efficiency. Miami, they struggle to score as well sometimes. Their defense really carries them, but they won't have enough to beat Kansas. That one's not like Kansas to beat Miami. And then we have Iowa State taking on Purdue. Purdue definitely has the size and strength advantage. Caleb Swanigan could be a big issue for Iowa State. His ability to get on the boards, that could be an issue. But Purdue's not a great rebounding team, and I think Iowa State's speed and their ability to knock down the shots, their ability to score, once in a while Purdue will get into some – they have some real issues scoring the basketball. That'll be a great game, potentially in Milwaukee on – I believe that would be on Saturday, but I like Iowa State to move on to the Sweet 16. So there you go. Let's move them over there. Then we have a – I have an 11 taking on a 3 in Rhode Island taking on Oregon. I think Rhode Island's defense could really give Oregon some trouble. Also, Oregon's defense, how good is their defense going to be without Chris Boucher, a.k.a. Swatter Boy? He does a great job of blocking shots. He also gives them double figures in scoring. Jordan Bell, he's going to have to really step up. He's an excellent rebounder. You have to give him something on the offensive end. They cannot put just a lot of pressure on Dylan Brooks. It's not all about Dylan Brooks. They're going to need some help for Dylan Brooks, I should say. So, but I think they'll get enough help to beat Rhode Island. I like Oregon to advance to the Sweet 16 there. And then we have Michigan versus Louisville. Again, Michigan is hot. They can really knock down the three. But I think the size, you have less than the defense of Louisville, will be too much for Michigan. Dang, Adele, Mantiang, Mohammed, I think they'll all be a little too much on the inside. They have too much interior strength for Michigan, and they play pretty good perimeter defense, so I'm going to move Louisville over to the Sweet 16. So we have in the Sweet 16, Kansas versus Iowa State in Kansas City. Man, you talk about a crazy atmosphere with all the Iowa State fans that will be coming down. You know the Kansas fans are going to be crazy. Those teams split this year in their matchups. Both teams can score, but I think Kansas is a little better defensively. And also, I think they'll have a tough time matching up with Josh Jackson. I guess you could say Kansas will have a tough time matching up with Deontay Burton as well. But I like Kansas' guards a little more than Iowa State's guards. Monte Morris is excellent, but I think Kansas will move on in that one. So let's move Kansas over. And then we have Oregon taking on Louisville again. Oregon, before the Chris Boucher injury, I was definitely going to have Oregon in the Final Four. They moved down a seed line to that 3 line because of that injury. I think Louisville's, this is when Oregon will get hurt because of Louisville's athleticism, their size, their ability to score in the post. I think that'll hurt them there. And I like Louisville to move on to face Kansas in the Midwest final in Kansas City. And, man, again, it's tough for me to pick against Kansas in Kansas City. It's really tough for me to do it. I just think I know Louisville plays excellent defense. They have a lot of size. But again, at times, Louisville struggles to score the basketball. I think that'll be the difference in this matchup. I'm going to go with Kansas to come out of the Midwest. So let's move Kansas over there. Oh, man, I got some writing on this bracket here. Let's move Kansas over there. So we'll move Kansas over advancing to the Final Four out of the Midwest. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Jackson 5. When we come back, we'll have two special guests. Coach Mac Brown will stop by, and also Grandma tries to give us their Final Four. We'll do all that next. And then we'll break down the South. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Thank you.
Chris. You know what it is. It's Coach Mac Brown. Please let me answer that one for Chris. I want to talk about this NCAA tournament. You know, I'm a football guy. I really don't like basketball at all. But Mo is ready off. I'm telling you, it's going to be a team from Texas that's going to win it all. I like Baylor. I like Baylor to win it all. I'm not even going to give my Final Four because I don't like any of these teams. But I know a team from Texas is going to win. It's going to be the Baylor Bears. They're going to win it all. I don't have to give you a Final Four. I don't like basketball. I'm just like, please let me answer that one for Chris. If this is your favorite coach, it's Coach Mac Brown. Let me answer that one for Chris. I'm just going to pick the Baylor Bears and. Mo, Oklahoma State, any of these teams from Oklahoma, they're just not going to get the job done. They're all going to lose. But I'm going to go with Baylor to win the national championship. Please let me answer that one for Chris. Oh, Lord, it's your grandma Trice. Oh, Lord, I heard that fool, Mac. Bro, he's such a dummy. Oh, Lord, he's so stupid. He picking Baylor. Oh, that's just dumb. They're not going to win the national championship. Oh, Lord, let me tell you who's going to win the national. Everyone in March gets all excited about March Madness. That's okay because it only lasts 3 weeks. I don't have a problem with that. But you hear it everywhere you go. You hear it on the radio. Oh, Lord, I heard it on the radio today. When I was getting my hair did, I heard it on the radio. I heard it on TV, everywhere. Oh, Lord. But I'm going to pick my Final Four. Oh, Lord, in the East, I'm not going to go with Duke. I'm going to go with Villanova. Oh, Lord, they won the championship last year. Sorry, Mo. They're not going to win it. Duke's not going to win. I'm going to go with Villanova. In the West, I'm going to go with Gonzaga. Oh, Lord, everyone talks so bad about Gonzaga. Oh, Lord, but they're going to get the job done. That Gonzaga, that's a funny name to say. Gonzaga, I don't even know. What does it even mean? Oh, Lord, I'm going to go with Kansas in the Midwest. Oh, Lord, they're not going to lose in Kansas City. Oh, Lord, I went to Kansas City one time, and I loved it. They got the best barbecue. Oh, Lord, it's just good enough. I was good enough to slap my mama. Oh, Lord, I can say whatever I want to. I'm 86 years old. And in the South, I'm going to go with North Carolina. Oh, they just have so much. They some big, big guys. They just big. And to win it all, North Carolina, because they have so much size. Oh, Lord. They just get the job done. I love North Carolina as well. Oh, Lord, I visit there. One of my husbands was from North Carolina. I didn't like him that much, but I like the state. Now, let me give it back to Mo. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Grandma Trice, stopping by, giving us her Final Four. She's picking North Carolina to win it all, so, and Mac Brown with Baylor. We'll see how that works out for him. But let's look at the South region. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, it's not too late. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. North Carolina taking on Texas Southern, who's coached by Mike Davis in Greenville, South Carolina. Sorry, UNC, too much talent. See you later, Texas Southern. Then we have an 8-9 matchup between Arkansas and Seton Hall. Arkansas can really score the basketball. There's no doubt about that. And they do a great job of turning you over at times. They average 80 points per game. They have good guard play. Dustin Hannes and also Darren Macon can really score. Moses Knightley's a good player. He's a really good player. Moses Kingsley. But I think Seton Hall, their ability to rebound, their defense. I love Kadeem Carradine. He's a really good player. Angel Delgado, he can really rebound and score in the post. Also, Arkansas was 96th in defensive efficiency. Seton Hall is 38th. I'll take the better defense. I like Seton Hall in that one. Then we have a really intriguing 5-12 matchup between Minnesota and Middle Tennessee State. Middle Tennessee State, when you look at this team, they have experience. After upsetting Michigan State last season, Giddy Potts can really shoot the ball, lights out. Ja'Cory Williams, he's a really good player for Middle Tennessee State. They can score the basketball. Minnesota's a good basketball team. They play excellent defense. They were 18th in defensive efficiency and do a great job rebounding. Reggie Lynch is a really good player, but I like Middle Tennessee State. You know a 12 is going to beat a 5. I think this will be it. I like Middle Tennessee State to advance in that one. And then we have a 4-12 matchup between Butler and Winthrop. You're going to love for Winthrop watching Kean Johnson, but Butler is a tough physical basketball team. Kamar Baldwin is a really good player. That Andrew Cabbage, he does a great job with defensively and also rebounding the basketball as well. I like Butler to beat Winthrop, so we'll move Butler over there. And then we have a 6-11 matchup between Cincinnati or the winner of Kansas State and Wake Forest. Whoever wins that will play Cincinnati on Friday in Sacramento. This Cincinnati team, not only do they defend, and most Cincinnati teams do defend and rebound. You can always count on that. They're going to defend. They're going to rebound. This team can score as well. Cal Washington's been playing some really good basketball for Cincinnati. Troy Campaign, he's a really good player as well. He can score. He can get into the lane. Wake Forest, I'm going to pick Wake Forest beat Kansas State. That'll be a good game tomorrow night, I believe. But anyway, that'll be a good game tonight. But that being said, so yeah, Cincinnati, they'll play Cincinnati on Thursday, I believe. So whoever wins that game. But anyway, that's tonight, Kansas State taking on Wake Forest. But I'll pick Wake Forest in that one. But I think Cincinnati, they're balanced offensively. They're really good defensively. I think they'll beat whoever they play. So let's move Cincinnati over here. And then we have a 3-14 matchup between UCLA and Kent State. UCLA averages 90 points a game. That's going to get real ugly real fast for Kent State. I like UCLA to move over there. Then we have a 7-10 matchup between an underseeded Wichita State team at the Tennessee versus Dayton. Dayton has some good guard play, especially Scoochie Smith. He's a really good player. But Wichita State, I think, will be just too much. They were 19th in defensive efficiency. Dayton was 45th. I'll take the better defensive team. Don't forget Shaq Moore as well. He gives them a low post threat for Wichita State. I'll move Wichita State over there. And then we have to the next round, and then we have Kentucky taking on Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky should be just happy that they made the tournament for the first time in their school history. George Clooney graduated from Northern Kentucky, the Norse. So there you go on that, but that's nice. But Kentucky beats Northern Kentucky rather easily, so let's move Kentucky over there. Then we have North Carolina taking on Seton Hall. Seton Hall, they're a tough physical basketball team. They're a really good rebounding team, but not as good as North Carolina, who is the number one rebounding team in the nation. They'll do work on the glass. They'll be too much. They'll score a little too much for you, Seton Hall. So I'll move UNC to the Sweet 16. Then we have Middle Tennessee State taking on Butler. I think Middle Tennessee State's run will end. I like Butler to move on to the Sweet 16. Then we have Cincinnati taking on UCLA. Again, Cincinnati could give UCLA a lot of trouble. UCLA, at times, they struggle defensively. They've improved, but at times they struggle. But I think if TJ Leaf's healthy, they'll have too much offense for Cincinnati. They'll overwhelm them. So I like UCLA to move on there. And then we have Wichita State versus Kentucky. That'll be a great matchup. That'll be a great matchup between Wichita State and Kentucky. But I just don't see Wichita State beating Kentucky right now. I just don't see it. They have an opportunity to beat them, but I think Kentucky, they can really score. They average 86 points per game. They were ninth in defensive efficiency, so they've improved defensively. They're still not where I'm sure Coach Calipari wants them at, but they've improved. De'Aaron Fox is a big-time player. We'll move Kentucky over there. And then we have North Carolina taking on Butler. I just think, again, North Carolina's size, their athleticism, Joel Berry, Justin Jackson, that'll be too much for Butler. Then we have UCLA taking on Kentucky. UCLA went to Rump and beat them earlier this season. Always tough to beat a team twice in the same season, but I think UCLA gets the job done, and they beat Kentucky. Then we have North Carolina taking on UCLA. This will be a fun game to watch, high scoring. If you like high scoring basketball, you'll like this game. I'm going to pick UNC to move on in that one. So let's look at these other picks. So my final four, I have Duke taking on Arizona in one regional semifinal, which will be played in Phoenix, so obviously you have to give advantage to Arizona in that one. But I think Duke is just on a hot streak right now. They're playing some great basketball. They're doing a great job of spreading and driving teams. And now, Arizona has a side with that Lauri Markkanen, and he's a really good player. He's an issue. He's an issue. But I think guard play, Kennard's ability to knock down threes, and also Jason Tatum, I think he'll be a nightmare matchup for Arizona. So I like Duke to move on to the national championship game. And then we have Kansas taking on North Carolina in the other regional semifinal, potentially. I just think North Carolina's size, that's the Kansas' weakness, is their interior defense. I think that'll show against North Carolina. North Carolina does a great job on the offensive glass. I think their size, their strength, their depth will be too much for Kansas. You know, Kansas is not a very deep team. I like UNC to advance in that one. So we have a national championship game of Duke versus North Carolina for the fourth time this season. Duke has won 2 out of 3. Boy, North Carolina's size does give Duke some issues. If North Carolina can stay out of foul trouble, that'll be a big difference for North Carolina, especially Joel Berry. He got into a lot of foul trouble in the last game of the ACC tournament, but I'm going to go with the Duke Blue Devils to cut down the nets and win the national champion. So I'll go out with the Dukies. So I think Duke will win the national championship. So that's my prediction. We'll see how they go. Thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, there's no show on Friday. My next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll get you ready for the Sweet 16. We'll also talk about the week that was in the NCAA tournament. We'll break down the first and second round games. We'll do all that on Monday. So enjoy the tournament. Have a blessed week. God is good. Trust in Him. And we'll talk to you next time on Moles Sports Talk.